idea of brothers and sisters in Christ.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to introduce myself. My name is T. Prem Kumar. I am the preacher in the Lalapet Church of Christ, which is in Telangana, India. I have been preaching since 12 years. First, I want to thank the members and the elders here for your continued support of my work. I would not be able to do all this work, what I'm doing in India, without your support. Thank you very much for your generous help. In my work as a gospel preacher, I have worked in many different areas. Not only I have worked in Hyderabad, establishing the Lalapet Church and Uppal Church, but I also traveled to the different villages in the rural areas to preach the gospel and establish the churches. I have started a church at Narapalli with the 4 members. And 4 years ago, with 1 family, now we are gathering like 65 members. I also started 2 members at Uppal Church of Christ. By now, we are gathering 85 members in the Uppal Church of Christ. 3 years ago, I started a church at Lalapet with 1 family. Now we are gathering 46 members in Lalapet Church. All the church members where I preach are the stonecutters, daily laborers, farmers, widows, and orphans. I am visiting every Sunday and preaching in all these churches. And on Wednesday and Thursday, I am conducting Bible classes for the youth and women. Bible classes. Regular Bible classes in different places in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Orissa, and Chhattisgarh. Every month, I'll be conducting 4 different Bible classes in all these villages. You can see the picture, like 4 different places. We have conducting the Bible classes every month. When we hold the Bible classes in the city areas and in the villages, there will be lots of young men that attend. I am visiting forest areas, villages, and all the congregations. There are many youth who are very interested to know about the Bible, but because of lack of financial and lack of place facility, I could not teach this youth, and these youth are going away from the truth because of lack of teaching. My goal is, if we can teach them the truth and they can go to the local congregations and teach their members in their churches. There are nearly 400 to 450 members who are requesting me for the teaching the truth of the Bible. These youth are really attracted by the denominations, by musical instruments and false preaching. If we could provide a sound doctrines and the truth with a good foundation, they will not fall in the hands of the denomination. And this is the life in the tribal area. I will be visiting all the tribal areas, which is in Telangana, Andhra, Chhattisgarh, and Orissa. So this is one of the places which is in Andhra Pradesh. Every month, I am visiting forest tribal areas like Narsipatnam, Nalamala forest area, and Bhadrachalam, which is the border of Orissa state. Most of these tribal areas are far away from the cities. It would be around like 500 kilometers from my home. So it is very difficult for us to travel into these tribal areas. We need to take bus, we need to walk, and we need to take motorbikes to reach to these tribal areas. So many of the preachers who are not showing any interest to go to these tribal areas because it is very difficult for them to travel. But the Lord willing, I traveled many of these tribal villages and have a regular Bible studies and conducted many gospel meetings in this tribal area. These tribal villages, as you see in the pictures, do not have a proper transportation system, proper communication, and if any emergency happens in these tribal areas, like something like a snake bite or a fever or any viral type of fevers, any other health issues, they have to travel this infected person on the bamboo sticks. to the places nearby the medical hospital, they need to walk nearly 30 kilometers in the forest area to take them near the hospital where they can get the treatment. If something happens on the traveling time, if a person dies because of lack of medication facilities, they need to bring back that person and bury them in the village. In this tribal, most of the people are uneducated. They don't know what the Bible teaches. They cannot read the Bible. So we are going to these tribal villages and teach them with the help of the charts and some pictures, and preach them about the creation and about the salvation and about the almighty of the God. And these preachers, where I go there, I try to train the preachers, because every month or every time I cannot go. So I'm trying to train the local preachers so they can be in their local congregations and teach them. In this picture, you can see a couple of ladies who are trying to get the water. These tribal people, they don't have a proper water to drink. For the drinking water, they have to travel nearly 10 kilometers to the nearest pond and to get the water for the drinking. And that water is also not good to drink. And that water is so muddy. And they have to come back to their house, keep that pot at least for 2 hours until the mud settles down, and they're going to drink that water. I started 20 churches in these forest areas. These people are uneducated. So as I told you, I used to teach them with the creation, salvation, and after a long time of preaching, I have been baptized 102 members in these tribal areas. In these churches, many of them are very poor and they don't have a place to stay. And the children do not have a proper education. Many of the widows, they have lost their husbands. Their husbands are going to the hunting and lost their lives. They don't have a proper food to eat and no income. They are working on a daily wages where they are getting 30 to 40 cents per day for working for whole day. And this is a place which is called as a Mulguru village, Mulagarbu village. And I have visited to this place. And Brother David Graham also there. When he was visiting the first time in India, he was with us. And this village is having like total 55 families. These 55 families are idol worshippers. 5 years ago, I started preaching there with the PA system and singing all the songs, going all to the gospel places, singing all the songs. And I preached about the Christ, creation, and God Almighty, and how God created the moon, the star, and the sun. And finally, how Jesus came to this world and sacrificed his life. It took me around 6 months to finalize this education among the villagers. After struggling for approximately 5 years, the very good news is that all these families, like 30 families, got baptized. And now we constructed a church building in the place Mulguru, and all the 55 families are attending for our congregation. Like whole of the village are now Christians. And this tribal village, where you can see, they don't have a proper church building to sit. They'll be sitting under a tree for the worship. And there are like large trees in the village. And it is very hard at the time of rainy season, because these villages are on the top of the hill. It is very cold out there, and it will be raining around 200 days a year. And it is very hard for them to assemble under the tree. So when they are assembling under the tree, they try to make some small raincoats, bring some raincoats and umbrellas at the time of raining, and they're going to worship under the trees. And I started a congregation here, and the preachers, you can see him on the down, on the bike, he'll be preaching there under the tree. And his name is, preacher name is Ravana. Here, at the age of 8 years, you can see a lot of children here. At the age of 8 years, all the children will be sent to the agriculture. At the age of 8 years, these 8-year-old children will be working in the agriculture field for whole day and will be getting around 30 to 40 cents per day. As it is very hard for the family to feed their children and working, they don't have education and teaching, but the only thing what they have to do is work in the agriculture farm for that low wage. This is a place which is in Andhra Pradesh, which is Alluri Sitaramaraju district. Here nearly there are 100 tribal families. Here in this village, I started a congregation and gather all the children from different villages and the families and teach the children about the creation, Jesus Christ. So the children may know the value of the Creator and the church. You can see some of the young girls here. And I have trained some of these young girls to teach the children about the Bible so the children can learn every day. In these villages, as there is no school, children are not going to school. So we just wanted to keep up the children in faith and know the value of the church and Jesus Christ and the salvation. These young ladies are helping me how teaching the children. And this is also a forest area, which is Nalamala forest area. And there are tribals in this Nalamala forest area. There are 5 different villages. Each village have 30 to 35 families. I visited all these villages. They are very poor. They stay, and it is very hard for them to eat the food. They might eat once a day, or even sometimes they don't even have to eat every 2 days. I gathered all these children and teach them regularly, say, so they can go spiritual. I visited several times and started a churches at Nalamala. And you can see on the down a picture which shows me teaching with the help of the PA system in this Nalamala forest area. And this village name is Chinnapurlu, which is again in the border of the Orissa and Chhattisgarh. I visited this tribal village, which name is called as a Chinnapurlu, and had a Bible study with the children and ladies for 8 months. And the good news is, after like teaching for 8 months, 12 of the members at one time got baptized. And I started a new congregation at the Chinnapurlu. So, to keep these members in the faith, I have trained a preacher named Davidu, and now he is preaching in this church. This place where they are assembling, they don't have a proper place to gather. You can see a church building there. And that was a place, it is very hot, and that the soil is very soft. Whenever it rains for 2 or 3 days, that starts collapsing down. So this is a place where all the members are gathering. The church is Chinnapurlu Church of Christ. You can see a picture where all these members are gathering in this church building, which is constructed with the leaves of the palm tree. And I started a church which is in the forest area, which is Bhadrachalam. And here you can see, which is Orissa. And this Orissa border, I traveled nearly 600 kilometers and visited all the churches. And these churches are denominations. They are very strong in the false teaching. Thank to God, I had an opportunity to preach in these congregations for the denomination people. I visited several times to these places. There are nearly 6 denominations. One thing, they are very interested, and they had invited me again to come to their village and have the Bible study with them. I'm planning to visit them, but because of travel distance and financial resource, I could not visit them. So I would like ask that you please pray for these brethren, that I could reach them again in the future to continue bringing them the gospel. As I cannot speak their language, one of the brother helped me to translate into Odisha, which is the language they speak there. Here you can see a person, his name is Kajab. He is from the Muslim minority. And I had a Bible study with him since 2 years. And the good news is he accepted the truth and he was baptized. The other thing is, because of he baptized and is out of his Muslim minority, all the families, all the friends, now they are not talking to him because he has been converted. So please pray for Kaja so that his family may also know the truth and know that Jesus Christ as the salvation and come back to him. And here you can see, it's a leper colony. As we all know that leprosy is so contaminated, most of the preachers and most of the members, they are not interested to go into these areas. This village name is Boyapalam. The entire village is constructed by a denomination, primarily a charity, as an international organization called Harvest of India. I heard about this place through other preacher that attend one of the Bible class I lead. I decided to visit, and when I came to visit, when I came to this village, I picked up a spot at the village center and used the PA system and started to preach. I preached there twice a month, and after 4 months, four people came forward to be baptized. In this picture, you can see the congregation. The preacher's name is in the white shirt. His name is Mark. You can see that some of them do not have the fingers on their hands and due to the leprosy. So no of the preacher are going inside. So I really thank to God an opportunity to go there and preach them. And after preaching, we baptized and started a church which is in Boyapalli, which is Church of Christ, and still visiting this leper colony. Please pray. And this village is called Vaira Village. We had a gospel meeting in this place called Vaira Village. We invited different denominations, nearly 20 villages. And we have like 3,000 denominations in the part, south part of India. And we invited 20 villages and nearly 1,200 members attend for that gospel meeting. And I preached about the salvation, the pattern of worship, and about the false worship, what man-made denomination. The good news is that they baptized 5 of the members on the same night, on the next day. Thank to God, we baptized 5 of them, got baptized. So after taking the baptism, I took them and arranged them to attend the nearby Church of Christ. And I am in touch with them regularly, with the local preachers, and checking them how they are in their faith. And here you can see a Pentecostal guy. I visited them for having the breakfast, and I saw him and started a conversation with him. And when I travel, I'll be meeting with different types of people. I would first talk to them, take much of their background information and how they are and from which system they are, and then accordingly I'll be starting the discussion with them. For instance, you can see in this picture, I'm studying with a member of Pentecostal church at a small hotel. We are always looking for the opportunities to find the people that they are from other denomination, to what we can convert them to the truth. We know, we look for them on the streets and for when they come to the gospel meetings out of the curiosity. If I would meet the non-Christians or idol worshippers, I will start the conversation with them and how the creation started and how the creation is controlled by the Almighty. Here, after the having the long Bible study, you can see the village name, which is Mothukuru village. And recently, the village called Mothukuru, there is one of the denomination which is called as Jesus Miracle Ministry. I met them near the bus stop and invited for the Bible study. And after the long period of the Bible study, the good news is they had been baptized. In the same night, you can see the picture on the bottom, they had been baptized on the same night. And we had changed the name to the Church of Christ. And they are following the worship and following the Church of Christ. When I travel, I meet with many denominations. As I told you, I would start the conversation and how the Christ is the head of the church and how the church was started. For example, you can see the Bible verses here, which says Romans chapter 1, 21 to 23 verse. Here we can see, I will be using this passage from the Romans to convince the idol worshippers that they are interested in the God and the Bible to bring them to the Jesus Christ. And I try to take much of the scriptures from the Bible and show them the pattern of worship, like no musical instruments are allowed, and that should be the first day of the week. We need to participate in the Lord's Supper, and offering should be done on the first day of the every week. And I try to give him some of the scriptures from Colossians chapter 3 and 16, Ephesians chapter 5 and 19 verse. And also about the Lord's Supper, I try to give 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to end of the chapter. And for the offerings, and I would try to give them 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 1 and 2 verses. Like, there are many of the scriptures, but I don't have time to say everything. Like, in Exodus, when I try to meet some of the people who are from the idol worshippers, like Hindus, they try to make the big idols in India. Like, India is a culture where they have like lots of idols which are made by the man. There are nearly like 10,000 gods they try to worship every day. So when I meet these type of peoples in India, like who are like idol worshippers, I start the conversation going with the Exodus chapter 23 to 6 verse. And I try to say them, we have only God who is the Almighty, who have created the sun, moon and all the galaxy what God created. And we are not supposed to worship the creation, but we have to worship the Creator. And I try to show them this type of verses and try to talk to them. And here you can see Ephesians chapter 5, 23 to 24. The verse in the Ephesians I use for the exhorting the various Christian denominations. Here you can see my traveling, and in the year 2022 I traveled nearly 50% around the world, where I traveled 21,393 kilometers in 1 year, which is in 2022. That means I traveled 50% of the world in 2022. When it comes to 2023, I traveled 59% of the world, and which is like 23,775 kilometers. I don't know how to calculate the miles, but maybe Brother David Tam can help you out. And in the year 2022, and I have visited one country, which is India, and I visited 95 cities, and I visited 399 villages. And you can see the red dotted lines. Whenever you see the red dotted lines, I visited like Chintapalli, Paderu, Bhadrachalam, and after that Khammam, Vaira, Sattupalli, Guntur, Prosur, Suryapet, Narketpalli, and after that coming to the other places like Konasima, I visited like Kakinada, Palakollu. There are many of the villages where I visited, like around started listed like 399 villages I visited in the year 2020. And in the year 2023, I visited like one country, which is India again, and 92 cities I visited, and 439 villages I visited in the year 2023. It was really the blessings which was given by the God to go to all these villages and preach, and your support. And coming to the last part, like the needs. There are widows who are in the forest area and really looking for the need. They lost their husband. They don't have the children. They lost their husbands at the age of 20 or 25. They hardly don't have the children. And they're surviving only for 30 cents per day. And they're looking for some financial help so that they can have their livelihood go on. And some of the widows are looking for some sewing machines so that they can do their own job and survive for themselves. And there are some of the preachers who are in the forest area, as I shown you in the picture. If some type of emergency is happening in the village, in the tribal areas, they need to take that people from the on the bamboo sticks. Instead of that, where we can provide some of the bicycles for them so that at least three members or two members can travel inside the forest, and they can come to the nearest cities to get some medical. And they are looking some of the bicycles, and there are some of the preachers who are looking for the PA systems, as in the forest area there is no power supply, where we can provide some of the PA system which runs on the batteries, and they can charge it nearby cities and use it for 2 or 3 days for the preaching. And we can provide some of the chargeable lights in the village. The night times, there are very poisonous snakes and poisonous insects, so that to keep away from them, so that they can have the charging lights and travel in the villages, and they can get something preaching. And some of the preachers are there who are looking for the monthly financial support to travel to all the villages and preach. And we are also looking for the Bible centers, and about all the information will be given by Brother David Graham. I would request you, please pray for the work which we are doing in India. Greetings from the Church of Christ in India. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Prem. In Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 15, Jesus was with his disciples before his ascension into heaven, and he gave them instructions, saying to them that they should go into all the world. This is specifically Mark 16, verse 15. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And none of us are going to be able to do that by ourselves. In fact, the first gospel mission trip that was ever taken was underwritten by the Christians that were in the city of Antioch. They learned from the Holy Spirit that they were to separate Paul and Silas, and they undertook the sending out of two men to go throughout a large area of the world at the time to preach the gospel. And when Paul and Silas returned and told about all of the things that had happened, there was great joy in that place. But if you look at verse 15 in Mark chapter 16 again, where it says, preach the gospel to the whole creation, the very next verse says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The gospel that was being proclaimed was about the risen Christ. How that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of all humankind, and whoever believed in him would have the ability to be with him in eternity forever. But this text also says whoever believes and is baptized. There was an action that was taken for the believer to immerse them in water. And when they were immersed in water, they weren't just making a statement that they had repented of their sins and confessed their allegiance to Jesus, but there was something spiritual that happened when they rose up from the water. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says that that those who were baptized were raised to walk in newness of life. Having obeyed the gospel, the people who received the Lord's benefits through their obedience to the gospel were forgiven of their sins. They were given a place in the family of God. They had hope for eternity, and they had a new purpose for living, which was no longer living for themselves, but to live to serve God. But then Jesus said, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. That's the other side of the mercy of God. God saves those who believe, but those who don't believe, they had the choice. They could have chosen to obey God, but because they didn't, they paid the penalty. And today, if you're listening to my voice, you have the choice to make as to whether or not you will believe the gospel and follow the teachings of the word of the Lord, or you can continue living the way that you've been living outside of the mercy of God. We're going to stand and sing a song of encouragement in just a moment. And if there's anyone that would like to render obedience to the gospel, now would be an appropriate time to reach out to me while we stand and while we sing.